I will call this meeting to order. Thank you all for being here. Call this meeting to order of the August 4th, 2022 Savannah Chatham County Historic Site and Monument Commission. The first order of business would be to approve the July 7th, 2022 meeting minutes. If there is a motion. Anyone? Motion to approve?
Mr. Chairman, this is Sean. I make the motion to approve the meeting minutes.
Thanks, Sean. Is there a second?
This is Eileen. Second.
Okay, so without objection, the July 7th meeting minutes are approved.
I got it.
The first item on the regular agenda is the petition of Clinton Administer for the 2317 Waters Avenue mural, and staff will make the presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the board. This is Caitlin Chamberlain. The applicant is requesting an approval for an installation of a permanent mural at property 2317 Waters Avenue. The mural is proposed to be located on the south facade of the structure. It will be the full size of the wall, 10 feet tall and 38 feet wide, and painted with high quality exterior paints. The proposed theme represents the history of Waters Avenue. Per the applicant, this mural's theme borrows from the history of Waters Avenue. The blue line represents the street undulating to the changes in the neighborhood as it weaves through different stories represented by the shapes in an ongoing celebration of color and movement. With regard to the design, the standards are met. The mural will be appropriate to the building site and to the context of the surrounding neighborhood. The mural is an original design by the artist. The artist is proposing the use of high quality exterior paints. The applicant noted that the wall surface will be properly prepared for long-term installation. This shall also include weatherproof or vandalism resistant coating. The public was notified and no response was received. So staff is recommending approval of the mural with the condition that the applicant ensures that the mural has a weatherproof or vandalism resistant coating, because otherwise it meets the standards in the master plan and guidelines for markers, monuments, and public art. Thank you, and I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Does anyone have any questions of staff? Sean?
I don't have a question more so. Can you scroll up to the current picture of where it's going to go?
Yes.
So it's on the siding portion, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions of staff? If there are no more questions for staff, we can ask the petitioner if they want to address. Nothing? Who is the artist, by the way? Okay. Kind of figured that. So if the petitioner is not interested in making any statements, we'll open it up to public comment. If we have anyone here to speak for or against the mural, or if there's anyone online, just use the raise your hand feature and we'll wait a minute or two to make sure if anyone's online and interested in speaking. Doesn't look that way. It doesn't look like anyone's here interested in speaking, so we can move on to the board discussion if we have any comments, thoughts, discussion. I think it's great. I live blocks away from here and pass by almost on a daily basis, and I'd be more than happy to see some color on that building. Or we can entertain a motion to Sean.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My only concern, though, is because it's on vinyl siding, but since the artist knows about it, I guess it wouldn't be much of an issue. I make a motion to go ahead and accept staff's recommendation for approval with the condition cited, stated, whatever.
Is there a second?
A second.
So the motion is to approve staff recommendation, and it was seconded. So we'll go down and just say your name and yay or nay like we usually do.
Catherine, yay.
Eileen, yay.
Sean, yay.
Motion passes. See how easy that was? Okay, we're off to a rolling start.
All right.
The second item on the regular agenda is going to be the petition of the City of Savannah Water Resources Department for various addresses around the city for the storm drain art. We'll have staff present.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The applicant is requesting approval to paint 10 storm drains throughout the Casey drainage basin in the Ogeechee Water Rivershed. The storm drains are at 10 locations as shown on this map. The mission of this project is to raise awareness and gain community support in decreasing pollution and bacterial contamination of the waterways that have been placed on the state of Georgia's impaired waters list. Per the applicant, the proposed storm drain murals are planned to start in September. The life of the installation is projected to range from 3 to 5 years or longer. The original designs can be repainted or the drain can be cleaned and prepped for a new design approved by HSMC and City Council prior to installation. The city is projecting 3 phases. Due to the impaired waters designation, though, the Casey Basin was deemed to be the most critical area to address. The design for the 10 locations are as follows. We have 44th Street and Chatham Crescent, Carey Street at Dixie, Cedar Street at DeLesseps, Atlantic and 54th, Atlantic and 56th, 62nd Street and Habersham, Juliet Lowe Elementary School, Heard Elementary School, White Bluff Elementary School, and Woodley Road at Windsor Park. With regards to the design, the proposed sealants and paint are Sherwin-Williams products, which have been used by other cities for storm drain art projects. The city will provide these supplies to all artists involved, thus providing consistency of materials used. And with regards to artist qualifications, a call for artists was announced and coordinated by the city's Cultural Affairs Department. A panel consisting of city staff, 2 local artists, a representative from the nonprofit group Oceana, and a prominent ecologist selected the winners from 40 entries. Submission criteria requested that the applicants were at least 18 years old, a resident of Chatham County, and they were asked to submit a written proposal, artist bio, and images representing their artwork. Design specifications requested original designs calling attention to our waterways. Applicants could choose which drain shape they wanted to submit a design for, but each of the 10 artists was assigned to a specific drain site by the panel. For the funding, the city is the applicant and will fund the project. Public notice was made and there were no comments received. For the staff recommendation, staff recommends approval of the storm drain murals with the condition that the applicant ensures the murals have a weatherproof or vandalism resistant coating, because otherwise it meets the standards in the master plan and guidelines for markers, monuments, and public art. Thank you.
Thank you for that. I have a question of the petitioner, so I'll reserve my question. Does anyone have a question of staff? Sean.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just 2 questions. One, why was the requirement age set at a minimum of 18?
That is something to check with the applicant. I'm not sure.
No problem.
Not part of the application narrative.
Okay. And then my next question will probably also be for the applicant as well. So then I'll hold that question.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions of staff? If there are no further questions of staff, we can move on to the petitioner. They want to come to the podium. Announce yourself and your affiliation.
Hi, I'm Laura Walker, City of Savannah Water Resources Environmental Administrator, and this is Stuart Miller, Cultural Affairs.
Stuart Miller, Cultural Resources.
So can you go back to the, sorry, the slide that had 60 Second and Haversham? Hi.
Let's go.
That picture kind of says it all, right? So just to give you a little bit more background, I do a lot of outreach to our community. And when I'm talking about water resources, it's drinking water, water that we've used, and stormwater. And when I get to the stormwater section, I always ask, where does the water during a storm go when it goes down the drain? And hands will raise. And when I'm talking about groups, I'm talking anywhere from school groups to adults. Hands will raise and they go, it goes to President Street. President Street, you know, you pass our President Street, City of Savannah, water reclamation facility, smell it before you see it, right? That is by far the most popular answer. But if y'all didn't know before, you certainly know now when you read our staff report, it doesn't. It goes straight to our creeks. So in an effort to just get more visibility and more engagement with the public on how to take that message to citywide, we thought about this project. And, you know, right there, having the litter right there at the drain, knowing that the next rainfall that happens, it's going to go directly to, in this case, the Vernon River through the Casey Canal. So that's the background for the importance of this project. Also, and just the power of public art and that whole process. I think it's a great marriage and staff is really very excited about it. I know that all the applicants, the schools in particular, are also very, very excited about it. There are a couple of things in addition to your question I wanted to address with y'all. And that is number one, paint, and number one, Carey Street, or number two, Carey Street, in case I forget. The paint, actually, at the time we submitted the application, it was going to be Sherwin-Williams, but through a very diligent process with the Sherwin-Williams app, we realized that it just wasn't going to work. So we have gone with what the mural at the arena site project is using, which is a Behr or a Home Depot outside paint product. And then the it's a primer and then the paint and then a sealant on top. And I have those projects listed right here if I need to spell them out, or I can give them to staff for the report. That's what we've decided to go with for a number of reasons. So the other thing is Carey Street. If y'all noticed in the picture there, it had a chip on it. Where the sign is posted is closest to that, but right across the street, there's another drain that's fully intact. And so if we could have the flexibility to put it there instead of where it's photographed, that would be excellent. If it's a problem, it's fine. We'll just keep it there. As far as the age is concerned of the applicant, so this is Water Resources staff first go with this, and we wanted it to be successful. We wanted to have quality pieces so that we could do more of them throughout the city. And so making sure that there was an age qualification, meaning more mature, possibly a person that's had experience doing murals, was the thought behind having the 18-year age limit. I am open in future phases to lowering that criteria, but for this first round, just wanting to make sure it's a success and we have qualified candidates, well, that was the best route to go.
Thank you for that. Stuart, did you have anything? I just wanted to say, I'll editorialize, I love this project. I know I've spoken with Stuart and he'd mentioned it a while ago. And it's too bad that Lisa's not here because she's a big environmentalist. She always makes that point. And it's too bad she's not here for this petition, but I think she'd be really happy. I think it's fantastic. And I also love the way you all have spread out these, that it's not all concentrated in one area. And I learned a few things too, just which drainage goes into which waterway and whatnot. So that was something interesting to me. Sean, did you you had one other question you said? Or two or three or however many? Or if anyone else has questions? It'll come to you.
Yeah, I forgot my other question, so you're lucky on that one. I'm just kidding. But could you scroll up to, oh, that's what it was. Can you scroll up to the picture at the best park in the city of Savannah?
Did you say the best park in the city?
Uh-huh.
That, well, I'm not going to say him. You have to be more specific.
Oh, there it is. It's at Edgemere Sackville Neighborhood Park, right down.
Data Street?
Yep.
Okay, yeah.
So that was my question, right? Is, and I know it's completely pointless and meaningless, but in your, in, and I noticed it in a couple of other names as well, like for example, 64th and, or 62nd and Haversham, where that's actually a corner, but some of the other ones are actually legit, like just on a straight up street. What was the thought process with how you decided to name it, or was just, I think the Lessif is also spelled wrong.
Sorry.
I think. This park is very, very near and dear to me. And when I saw this project, I was like, yes, this park is being included in it. Joe is probably cringing. Oh no, he's going to bring up this park all over again. So I love how this one came out. I think, honestly, no offense to any of the other ones, I think this is the best one, not just because of where it's going. But what was the thought process and like how you were going to describe where you were going to put each one of them?
Well, first of all, they had to be in the greater Casey drainage basin, because that is a critical area of focus for water resources because of the pollution issues that we have there. So just the boundary of that watershed was number one. Number two, we wanted them to be in visible areas, fairly safe, you know, from a pedestrian standpoint. And the thought was that having these in a couple of city parks and on schools, we would get a favorable response back and a willingness to do this kind of project. So it's our first one. So just kind of uncharted territory, wanted to make sure that we could proceed and it would be successful. So that was kind of the thought process behind that.
Well, great job, minus the spelling errors.
Yes, I'm sorry
about
that.
I'm not too grammatically perfect, so it doesn't matter.
Eileen, did you have something?
Yeah, I had a question. I noticed that in the renditions that the metal drain in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, would you use the same paint for metal as concrete?
So after we would put a sealant on top of it that would make it possible for the same paint, the color paint, like what the design is going to be able to be used on that. I understand from the Bear rep that the sealant that they have goes on concrete and metal, but we will, you know, absolutely make sure that the sealant is appropriate for both.
Thanks.
Yeah, and that's a good question. I mean, that's one of the things Lisa is an artist who has done public art projects and use different types of paint. And that's something that we try to have some oversight on, but I appreciate that you all did some homework on that and figured it out. And let's see how it goes.
It has been the most complicated part of the project thus far. It's just trying to get the paint right.
John.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Two last questions. Don't worry. These are very easy ones. One, do you have a timeline of when you're planning to, for lack of a term, unleash the artists on the drains?
It was planned to be September. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say fall. If we need to come back and let y'all know when exactly the date is, just supply chain. I'm just concerned about our September date right now. It may be fine. So if I could just say fall.
That works. And then since this is the first round of them, assuming it passes, I don't want to speak for anybody, but would there be like any sort of unveiling or whatever of at least the one that's going in the best park in the city of Savannah? Or, again, not being biased at all, but
I am open to suggestions on how to unveil these. I'm hoping for a lot of excitement from the public and the press on this, and, you know, hoping for press and the public to be present when the artists are actually doing the designs, and then, you know, a big unveiling afterwards after they're finished. So if you have any suggestions on how to do it, especially at that location, I'm all ears.
Oh, I got a ton of suggestions, especially when it's in the best park in the city of Savannah. So, and somebody's like, oh, geez, he's really going to say this all over again.
I mean, we would be more than happy if you came up with some sort of unveiling or something. I'd personally love to attend and try to give this as much attention. I mean, I think it's great. And I think the locations, like you mentioned, you picked with the park and some schools that they're like high visibility areas that I think that, you know, rather than just kind of randomly putting them somewhere. I appreciate the thoughtfulness because I think that'll help bring attention and hopefully, you know, brighten the neighborhood up a little as well. And one other thing I was going to say is I really do appreciate that, you know, with the arena, the art that's gone on the arena, and now this, I think it's awesome that the city is getting involved with more public art projects to beautify and also just to bring attention to stuff like this. Because like I said, I learned a little bit reading this application as well. So I think it's awesome.
Great.
Any other questions of the petitioner? And I give kudos to Stuart. I know he was active in this as well. So
absolutely. Couldn't have done without him well. And his team.
Well, to both of you. I mean, to both of you for this. So yeah, that's awesome. If there are no further questions of the petitioner, we can open it up to the public. If the public has any, the vast array of the public who is here has anything to say, or if anyone online has anything, any comments, you can use the raise your hand feature. Doesn't look like it. We can move on to the board discussion if we have any, or a motion. Sean?
Mr. Chairman, this is Sean. I would like to make a motion to accept staff's recommendation as stated. And since the always changes from the greatest park in the city of Savannah. Accept staff's recommendation with the condition stated for approval.
So there's a motion to accept staff recommendation. Is there a second?
Second.
So there's a motion to accept staff recommendation and a second. And we'll go just say your name and how you vote.
Catherine, I vote yes.
Eileen, yes.
Sean, yes.
Motion passes. Thank you all. Appreciate that. We're looking forward to seeing finished product too. Thank you. Okay, the fourth item of business on our regular agenda is the petition of the City of Savannah, Joe Shearhouse and Cape Street for the honorary street designation. We do have a Mr. Mayor in the house too, so I'm sure we'll have someone to say for the petition. The staff will make the presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The applicant is requesting approval of an honorary street designation on Cape Street to have an honorary name of Raphael Warnock Way. Cape Street is located between Brewer Street to the north and west, Morris Brown Drive to the east, and Draper Street to the south. As per the applicant, request is for an honorary street designation on Cape Street. Honorary street name designations are intended to recognize individuals who have made significant contributions to the community. The designation shall not interfere with the official name of the street. Honorary street designations are symbolic and do not change the official name of the street. Honorary street signs are attached below the street name and are brown in color. With regards to Article E, naming and renaming of public property, facilities, and streets, Senator Reverend Raphael Warnock is a local Savannian, and this commemorates the street where he grew up. It commemorates also the local history of the area and will strengthen the neighborhood identity. Exclusions do not apply as Senator Warnock lived in Savannah for more than 5 years and is a prominent national figure. Written notice was sent to all property owners and the neighborhood association within 200 feet of the subject property. Signs were posted on the property 15 days prior to the meeting. As of the writing of this report, no comments were received from the public. Staff recommends that the Historic Site and Monument Commission recommend approval to the Savannah City Council for an honorary street designation as requested, because the proposed honorary street designation meets the standards within Article E, naming and renaming of public property, facilities, and streets. Thank you, and I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Does anyone have any questions of staff? Sean?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And staff, I don't know if this question is going to be for you or for city. I want to remain completely neutral. And so my question is, historically and typically, the city of Savannah has steered clear of honorary or even naming of buildings or streets, so on and so forth, of people that are still living. Does that, please correct me if I'm wrong on that, how does that play into it? And I know that there's the interchange, but that was before my time. But because Senator Warnock is still alive, yes, I know he's the senator from the state of Georgia and also born in Savannah, but since he's still alive, how does that play into the unwritten policy, if you will, that the city tries to steer clear of naming of people still alive?
Actually, if you recall, our most recent one, the gentleman was still alive and was here.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know that that's the case. I think that's a question for the petitioner that we can clarify, but I don't know that that's any sort of policy or.
I know it's not an official policy.
That's a monument standard though.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's why I wanted the clarification.
5 years deceased, I think, for a monument.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, the last naming we had was.
And I appreciate, I'm very happy that I'm wrong on that. Like I said, I knew that it wasn't an official policy where the proposed honoree couldn't be alive or was shunned away from, if you will. That was just what I really wanted clarification. And I have no problem asking, Mr. Shearhouse as well, because I know he probably has it written by the back of his hand. So
we'll table that question and for the petitioner, but does anyone else have questions of staff? So if not, then we will move on to the petitioner. And I don't, Mr. Mayor or Joe, welcome.
Thank you so much. Appreciated, Mr. Chairman, ladies, Van Johnson, Mayor of the City of Savannah, and petitioner. A couple of questions, and I think the first one is the most pertinent. Your question is quickly, definitely appropriate. The City of Savannah reserves the right to be able to do that. It has changed, you know, depending on the administration. A couple of years ago, we changed our policies to really make more sense. Hence the honorary street designation, which does not change the official name of the street, and I think it has to be renewed every 5 years or so. The last two you talk about is Lieutenant John White, who was one of the first Black Savannah police officers. He was present, and he's still alive. Thank God for that. And even before that, Alderman Clifton Jones and Ernestine Jones, he's still alive. His wife is deceased, but we've done this. This is a unique opportunity in our history. There are only 100 U.S. senators, and there are only two from the state of Georgia. And the junior senator happens to be from Savannah, Georgia. And so I think it was incumbent upon us not to miss the significance of the fact that Georgia, as you know, many times, most times, the senators of Georgia are elected from Metro Atlanta. And yet here we had an opportunity for someone not only to be from Savannah, not only to be a son of Savannah, not only to be from Johnson High School, but to be someone who came from public housing. And as I said in the report, this is a monumental opportunity for little boys and little girls to be able to recognize that it's not where you start, it's where you end up. And so with the work that we're doing, we just had a great meeting with the Historic Savannah Foundation as we look to remove the flyover of I-16, a great opportunity to put some recognition in a place that unfortunately has often gotten negative attention, and that's public housing. this was an opportunity not only to honor this senator, but to be able to recognize that great things come from all over our community. And hence, that's why our need for the petition. Now, obviously, we think that it meets the standards within Article E, and we certainly would appreciate your consideration of the request.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We appreciate you taking time out of your day to come here.
Thank you.
I'll just say I appreciate the conversation you all are having about that flyover, too. That's an important conversation. Maybe this is a question I should know, and I should have asked staff. Are these honorary street designations, are they indefinite? Is there a time limit to it? Maybe there's a Joe. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Joe Sherow, City of Savannah. To address that question, honorary street designations are temporary in nature, and they last 5 years. The renewal process is less stringent than the application process, but it does require a reapplication after 5 years.
Okay, I seem to have remembered that now. Thank you for that clarification. Joe, did you have anything else that you wanted to say?
No, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners, for your consideration. I think the mayor appropriately covered everything regarding the petition.
I do have one question and a comment. It was that the supporting documentation was very informative. It was very interesting to read sort of the history of that neighborhood and that area. Wasn't aware of all of that, and so that was interesting. And I had a question and I forgot it now, but then
Mr. Chairman, I
do appreciate that documentation. That was very helpful.
Mr. Chairman, if I could just mention for a moment that obviously the senator grew up within this area in this public housing unit, and right down the street, our previous mayor, Edna Jackson, also grew up in this neighborhood, which was destroyed by the flyover. Mm. So just another interesting historical narrative with this area and the leaders that it's produced in our community.
Maybe there's another honorary street name coming down. Does anyone else have any questions of the petitioner? Sean.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would just say thank you very much for clarifying the policy on the living v. non-living. Much appreciated.
And I think to clarify, like as Leah said, if it's a monument and that sort of thing, they are required to have been passed, but this honorary street designations don't adhere to the same standard then.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. You'll see requests for a busk as well as monuments, facial busk that will be requested to be erected around town, and those have a different standard than street renaming, honorary street designations.
You know more than we know about this. any other questions of the petitioner? If we have anyone from the public that would like to speak, I'm sorry, Joe, did you have anything else?
No, sir.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much for this. This is great. Hello, please state your name, sir.
Ryan Jarles, Director of Preservation and Historic Properties for Historic Savannah Foundation.
Are you really?
Nice to see you all again.
Great to see you again.
I'm here with our CEO and President, Sue Adler. She's the wonderful woman over there. HSF would like to voice our support for the city's efforts and specifically Mayor Van Johnson's efforts in honoring a wonderful friend and fellow Savannian, Raphael Warnock. So that's all we have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Ryan. It's great to see you again. Any other comments from the public, or if there's anyone online that wants to comment, use the raise your hand feature. We'll wait a couple of seconds. Okay, and we can move on to board discussion if there is any. I think there couldn't be a better name, I think, or honorary street designation at this time, in my opinion. Sean.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Sean. I make a motion to accept staff's recommendation as stated.
So there's a motion to accept staff recommendation. Is there a second?
Second.
Second.
There's 2 seconds. Catherine, go ahead and just say your name and how you vote.
Catherine, I vote yes.
Eileen, yes.
Sean, yes.
Motion passes. Thank you all. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, Joe. Thank you all for this. I'm excited. Oh, and by the way, if there is an unveiling or something, please let us know. We'd love to show up.
We'll make sure.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Okay, we do have one other order of business. which is the review of the mural policy. But I did, I mean, I hope everyone had a chance. Sean, did you have a chance to look at it? I hope everybody had a chance to look at these edits. They were fairly minor, but I did have a clarification. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Leah. Take it away, and maybe you'll answer my question before I ask it.
And I'm going to talk about it, but I'm not going to take credit. Caitlin listened back through the minutes and made sure that she had recorded what you all wanted. So we hope that we captured it in the proposed amendment, but after you.
I was just going to make sure, and this closes the loophole that we encountered at the last meeting as well, right?
That was the idea.
Yeah, right. Okay. That's what I thought, and just wanted to confirm and all that sort of thing. Any questions of staff? Any thoughts? I mean, I think it looks good as far from where I stand. If anyone else has any comments or questions or suggestions, Sean?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This was just the one question that I had when I was reading it. So the overall discussion about this particular policy started really with the Frida Kahlo, quote unquote, mural, right? Which was not a rotating mural.
Correct.
For lack of a term, the addendum, and if please tell me I can't read, it's been a very long day and I have terrible reading comprehension, but if I'm understanding this right, it's otherwise any new designs at the same location are subject to a new application. So the way how, and I'm going to refer to Pam on this one as well, but the way how I'm reading this is that would only apply to rotating murals. So if it's not a rotating mural, so if it was applied just as a regular basic boring mural for one location, then they wouldn't have to come through and reapply based off of a new design.
No, it's the opposite.
That's what I'm sorry. I'm very, yes. I've been up for a long time and it's been a long day for me. So
basically, I mean, what it says is if you intend to change it, you must tell us that at the time of your application. Otherwise, you have to come back if you change it.
Yeah, that's how I read it.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you for that clarification.
Mm-hmm. Like so it's saying if it's a rotating mural, you have to say that in the application. And if yes. You don't say that in the application, so when it comes through here and we approve it as a rotating mural, if we say, you know, staff can review the design without it coming through the HSMC, that could be a requirement of approving a rotating mural.
Right.
But if it's not designated as such and it does change the design, then it would have to come through again with right. another application. That's
so exactly the situation that you all are talking about is they would be required to come back at this point under the change to the mural policy once they changed it to Nina Simone.
And this other, and there was another issue of the arena. Did we fix that? This fixes that problem as well.
So you're talking about the
Jerome's.
Right.
There was a discrepancy in the wording between the yep. application and the master plan.
That's going to go in the application, which we ended up with about five changes we need to make to our applications, not just y'all's, but just in general for some policy changes. So it's going in that. We just haven't published the new application yet.
Okay.
We got it covered.
But that was just my question. So that was that loophole is getting closed
yes,
now. So
absolutely.
We won't have to.
We still couldn't find where she found that in the application that said that, but
I feel like she
never
had designated
mind.
It.
We're gonna...
Yeah, no, I remember reading it too.
Did you somewhere?
And it seemed like it was, there was
it
a
wasn't in the application.
Yeah, it was a discrepancy. It was
it
like
a
small little, okay. I give her credit for finding an actual loophole. So,
but yeah,
good.
So we're going to go through the application, the instructions, everything, make sure they're all consistent with the master plan and guidelines processes and fix that.
Cool.
So.
Cool.
is at the top of our list.
Yeah, that sounds good. I mean, I guess we don't have to vote on this. Do we? Are we voting on this?
Well, I mean, technically, this amendment has to go to City Council.
Gotcha.
So hang on, let me ask Pam. Do we want to come back at the next, because this is like the first exposure to the text amendment then, even though it's the master plan guidelines, but then we come back with a file number next time and an actual vote?
It's up to you. It's up to the board as to how you want to handle it. If you want to vote on it today and recommend that it go to City Council, you can do so. Or if you want to wait till the next meeting.
And then it will go to City Council.
Yeah.
I mean, unless we need to do this yet again, I'd be in favor of voting on it now, unless we don't want to. Sean?
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to accept the changes to the master plan and guidelines to submit to council for approval.
Eileen, second.
Okay, there's a motion and a second to approve staff's changes to the master to the mural policy and the master plan and guidelines. How do you vote?
Catherine, yes.
Eileen, yes.
Sean, yes.
Motion passes. And so at this point, it'll go to City Council, and then that's...
Yeah, correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That was about as smooth as we could ask of a meeting.
Yeah, considering the number of items.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I should have. I totally forgot that he was your staff for 2 years. Yeah. Until he like walked up to the mic. Like, he's back, and HSF has him. So.
It was great seeing him, Ryan. Well, I guess we'll see you again sometime.
Yes.
Is there any other business? If anyone has any business, do we have applications for the September meeting?
We do. We received two. The phase 4 and 5 of the Waterworks mural.
Awesome.
And what was the other one? Robbie Robinson, historical marker from the city.
Oh, okay. Do we have? Has there been any word about the unveiling of Jerome's?
We have not. Received any information about the date. I know that date was moved around based on...
We didn't miss it, though.
Not to my knowledge. Okay. Based on, because it was supposed to be a certain date, September 13th, I think. But then
I thought originally they were going to do it in July. That's why.
Is that what it was? But anyway, they didn't finish the site work.
Oh, that's right.
So I'll check with Luciana and make sure she lets us know.
And I would just one parting thought. I don't know if anyone has able to had a chance to look at the murals over at the arena, but they look fantastic. I think they're looking really good. So I'm looking forward to seeing more of that. Okay. And Sean.
Real quick, I do want to commend the MPC for the sign posting. Literally the only reason that I knew that the prior to the agenda being posted, the only reason that I knew that the water resource thing was posted was because of the posting of the sign right at the greatest park in the city of Savannah. Like, literally, that's so. I want to thank you very much for doing that. I know it seems meaningless and stupid, but thank you very much. It's a huge thank you.
Yeah, no, that's important. I mean, it's good. I mean, we didn't have any comments. I'm surprised that no one had any comments on any of those, honestly, but
yeah,
but
me too.
They were so informed. Okay, anything else? Not meeting adjourned.